Hello, I'm Beck, world-famous singer, rapper, songwriter, Scientologist. I'm here to teach you how to write a song like me. It's quite easy to do. Step 1. Look around you. The first step to a great song is imagination. Look around the room. What do you see? A TV? A couch? A toaster? Maybe you're outside, enjoying nature. Then what do you see? Trees? Plants? A flower? A bulldozer? A sign that says, Future Site of Peachtree Condominiums? Wherever you are, just let your mind flow. Free thinking is one of the key traits of a good songwriter. Find several objects in the room, or forest, or wherever it is you are. Are you done with that? Good. Now make a list of all the objects you saw. For example, if you were to take a walk around an office building, that list would go something like this. Cubicle. Break room. M&M dispenser, atrium, cafe, parking lot, elevator. That's just a small example list. There's much more you can do with yours. Step 2. Your first verse. Remember that list we just made? We will use that list to create our first verse. Use the objects on your list to create a completely nonsensical, yet cool-sounding 8-line verse like so. The cubicle blues in the Blake room break down, collecting all the files from the mayor of the ghost town. M&M dispenser is about half full. Wait in the atrium while I pay the toll. Look into the sky as I feel so young. Internet cafe seems so dumb. 10 minutes in the parking lot, I tried to hate her. After an hour in the elevator, I need... Excellent writing, right? No? That's the point. Step 3. Simple chorus. For your song to succeed, you need a simple chorus that is catchy but of somewhat obscure meaning. Don't forget, repeat yourself. I need to go far, far away. I need to go. Here I must stay. I need to go far, far away. I need to go.
Here I must stay.
Step 4. Short refrain. This section is pretty simple. Just about 15 seconds of talking before the next verse. Make sure it is somewhat cliché and has nothing to do with any of the objects on your list. Hey Jules, long time no see. Remember high school? Now you're getting it. 10 minutes or so and you might have a future hit. Important tip. Class, class, alas. I may have given the impression that all my songs are just incoherent, rambling randomness. This could not be further from the truth. Oh, it's randomness, but it's randomness with class. The classy randomness method is how I created some of my greatest songs. Where It's At? Classy. Devil's Haircut? Classy. Can't say the same for Loser, though. Step 5. Second verse. The second verse is one of the most important parts of the song, right up there with the first verse, chorus, bridge, and melody. Make sure to, once again, not use anything from your list, and include a random pop culture reference. Over the top of the flaming tower, defense gets weaker by the hour. Never willing to say I'm sorry, lose my hands like Shinji Ikari. One set of shoes in West Montana, 1 till 5 in time in Atlanta. Maltese Falcon taking flight, today's almost over, see you tonight. Almost done. Step 6, the bridge. The final big step in writing a song is the bridge. The bridge should be about a minute long in order to fill out the time, and contain nothing but a bunch of random crap. But once again, it's not just random. It's random with class. Your bridge should go something like this.
I need to go. Far, far away. I need to go. Here I must stay.
Recent studies have shown that marijuana does indeed have medical value.
Carry on.
Important tip. Repeat everything, repeat everything, repeat everything. Now, this is the end portion where you repeat the first verse. Again, this is mainly to fill out your song, which has about a minute of actual content. Step 9, release into public. This is where you release your song into the mainstream. If you've written it correctly, it will receive tons of radio play and critical acclaim. People will use words like abstract, symbolic, and free thinking to describe your writing. Excuse me. But remember, you're a Scientologist. You're anything but free thinking. And with that, I will grace you with the final product. Blues in the Blake Room breakdown, collecting all the files from the mayor of the ghost town. M&M dispenser is about half full. Wait in the atrium while I pay the toll. Look into the sky as I feel so young. Internet cafe seems so dumb. 10 minutes in the parking lot, I tried to hate her. After an hour in the elevator, I need to go far, far away. I need to go. Here I must stay, I need to go. Far, far away, I need to go.
Here I must stay.
Hey Jules, long time no see. Remember high school? But one over the top of the flaming tower. Defense gets weaker by the hour. Never willing to say I'm sorry. Lose my hands like Shinji Ikari. One set of shoes in West Montana. 1 till 5 in time in Atlanta. Maltese Falcon taking flight. Today's almost over. See you tonight. I need to go. Far, far away. I need to go. Here I must stay. Recent studies have shown that marijuana does indeed have medical value. Carry on. Over the top of the flaming tower, defense gets weaker by the hour. Never willing to say I'm sorry. Use my hands like Shinji Ikari. One set of shoes in West Montana. 1 till 5 in time in Atlanta. Maltese Falcon taking flight. Today's almost over. See you tonight. I need to go. Far, far away. I need to go. Here I must stay. Well, you gotta pick up that phone or something. Oh, man. Yeah. I bet. You like this? I bet you do. It's all absurd and crazy and stuff. I love it. Just love it, man.